Well, good morning. Good morning. I trust that you are well. I trust that everything is going your way, just the way you want it. I was trying to start the open music, and I couldn't get the I couldn't get it started, and it was something stupid. I was scrolling through where you pick it, and it just kept going by, and it wouldn't stop. So, anyway, welcome to the program. My name is Willie Lawson. I hope that you are having a good time. I want to bring you something a little different this this evening, or whenever you're listening. There's something happening, and a lot of times when there's something going on that you know an organization thinks it's a big thing, that's a marquee thing, they tend to not tell people in enough time for people to make plans or to think about it even. You know, they always say, no, you should be there. And I'm not just hanging on every word of some dude on a podcast, and I'm just going to fork out a bunch of money for plane tickets and a hotel and just be there. That's insane. That's stupid. So, you know what? I thought about this, and I said, you know what? I know how I am. You know what I'm saying? I know how I am. And people say, I'm telling you, and I'm not bragging on myself at all, because those are things I've never been able to do. Listen, can you be in D.C. next day? What? Can I get on a plane and travel halfway across the country next Saturday? No. Because, you know, I'm sorry, I ain't got it like that. Some of y'all got it like that. The wilder, I ain't got it like that. So I want to tell you about something that is happening in August, starting the 21st. The 25th, that if you are interested in the newest thing and one of the more important things happening in the conservative movement, you will make plans to be there, because it's going to be something much different than ever seen, because no one's ever done this. No one's ever done this. So I can play the break music. We'll be back, and I'm going to tell you all about it right after this.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All right. right. Again, all right. Welcome. Welcome to the program. I'm gonna plea one more time. I'm going to plea every time because of what they tell you in podcast school, if there's such a thing, that you just keep asking for what you need. And your listeners, your subscribers will try their best to provide it for you. And what would be really cool for me is if you would email me at wls860@gmail.com and tell me on what platform you heard the program. That would be very cool. And where are you? Where are you? Are you in Nova Scotia? Are you in Crete? Are you on the island of Crete in Greece? Are you in Dover, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia, Los Angeles, California, New York, New York? The city so nice they named it twice. Where are you? That would really help us a lot. Especially on this particular platform, we don't get those kinds of analytics. That would help us greatly. All right. I want to tell you about an organization that I have been involved with for a while. It's someone who's ended up being a really good friend of mine. She noticed that I was doing this podcast, and I've been doing this podcast, like you guys know, since March 25th, 2008. And as it started to grow and, you know what, and things got really cool, I got to go to the Republican National Convention here in Tampa and be on Radio Row and interview a whole bunch of really cool people. I sort of got a little attention. Not much attention, really, but a little. And she noticed me and reached out to me. And because she came on the program. Her name is Shirley Hussar. Hussar, their name, Hussar. I always screw up her name, but she always screws up my name, too. And we became great friends. And which is really funny because I just finally physically met her probably 5 months ago. We'll get to that side of the story. And she decided that, you know what, it was important that we had an opportunity if we like to write with the Washington Times. And as you know, in Washington, D.C., there's a couple of newspapers, and one of them is the Washington Post, the very well-known Washington Post that is very well and very far left, and the Washington Times, which is not as well-known and is a lot more to the right. So we had an opportunity for some black conservatives to write about community stuff from a conservative viewpoint on the website of the Washington Times. She had been doing it for a while. She had been involved with Hip Hop Republicans, and she was looking for more writers, more people to write. And I said to her, you know, Shirley, I talk. I'm a talker. I don't write. And she said, no worries. There'd be editors. They'll help you out. That's why we have editors. And for a while, that's exactly how it worked. So I wrote a column for the Washington Times in their community section of their website. And it was cool. And we learned more about each other through these articles. And really started to learn that, you know, we're really on the same page with a lot of stuff. Now I'm going to tell you, now we're not on the same page with everything because that would make us both sycophants of one another and that would just be weird. So we're not. And we wouldn't get the synergy that we get because we don't agree on every jot and tittle. But what I know about Shirley Hussar is that she has a love for her community. She has a love for her people that is undeniable and unstoppable. And she has a disdain for those that would deny her community and her people the American dream. So there you are. So she asked me, as the organization that she was starting called Urban Game Changers, because my love is for my community, especially the urban community, if I would start a chapter here in Florida, which I said, yeah, let's do that. So I instantaneously became the co-executive director of Urban Game Changers Florida. Now, the other co-executive director of Urban Game Changers Florida is my wife, Deborah, who is super woman in the community. Super woman. And now wears my Urban Game Changers t-shirt more than I do. Because she's ready to answer questions about it. So what's this Urban Game Changers thing you're doing? And Urban Game Changers is an organization that its mission is fairly simple. And in its simplicity, it allows the message to actually be effective and accomplished. Hold local elected officials accountable and hold yourself accountable as well. Are you doing what you're talking about? Are the elected officials, and not just the president or people in Congress, but we're talking about people on the school board, people on your city council, people on your county commission, people who are mayors of your city, people who are on the water boards and all these other governmental nonsensical things that end up controlling a large portion of our lives. Are they doing what they're supposed to do? Are they being held accountable, especially as it pertains to urban America? You know, people have campaigns, they make all these great promises, especially to black people and poor people and people in urban areas, and they get people all juiced up about them, and then they forget. It happened here in Tampa with our last mayor. Bob Buckhorn was mayor of Tampa for 8 years. Bob Buckhorn came to the urban area of Tampa, went to all the churches and did the whole thing, right? Got in the pulpit and said how lovely Tampa was and how important this church was and the people of the community and the neighborhoods, in the urban community, and then got elected with a lot of the help of people in the urban corridor of Tampa, Florida. And then turned all his attention to downtown and gentrification, completely ignoring the neighborhoods that he'd campaigned in, completely ignoring the churches that he had gone to Sunday morning services in, stood up and basically told people that, you know what, this where you live is important, and then didn't treat it like that. Unfortunately, Bob Buckhorn was not the first person who had ever done this in this community. And we did our best here at Urban Game Changer Florida and at this, you know, this program to hold Bob accountable to these things. So much, in fact, that the current mayor, Mayor Jane Castor, knows without a doubt that any support she got from the urban core is going to come with strings, and that we will not be ignored again. This is what Urban Game Changers is about. I have to hold myself accountable as well as local officials. You get it? All right. It's pretty simple. And then it can, you know, and it can be quantified even. How many meetings did you go to? How many times were you scheduled to speak? You know, it can be quantified, so to speak. So that's what Urban Game Changers is about at its core. Because we really can't change the trajectory of our nation until we change the trajectory of our urban core, of our major cities. If our major cities are headed down the toilet, and in places like San Francisco and Seattle, toilet isn't even hyperbole. Toilet is is investigative reporting, where there's an app in San Francisco to tell you where to avoid the human feces in the street. Are you kidding me? But anyway, I digress. That's what Urban Game Changers is all about. if you'd like to get involved in Urban Game Changers, no matter where you live, listen to me carefully, no matter where you live, if you'd like to know more about Urban Game Changers, please send me an email, wls860@gmail.com, wls860@gmail.com, and I will direct you to, if we have a chapter in that state, I will direct you directly to the executive director, get you plugged in, get you started, and if we don't have an executive director in that state or municipality where you are, then I will hook you up with Shirley Husar, and maybe that person is you. Maybe you are the person that you've been waiting for. Maybe you are that person. What I learned was I was the person that I was waiting for in the state of Florida. Why didn't somebody talk like this? Why didn't somebody do something? Well, that somebody ended up being me. Holy crap, I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So there you go. So again, if you're interested in learning more about Urban Game Changers, please send me an email at wls860@gmail.com, and I'll make sure that you get directed to the right people, because that's going to be super important. So that gives you an idea, a thumbnail sketch about what Urban Game Changers is all about. Now, when we get back, I'm going to tell you about something super special that nobody has ever done. That nobody has ever done. And it's happening in August. And I'm going to tell you how you can participate. We'll be back right after this.
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
In America, there are three proven ways to build wealth. Business, investment, and real estate. All three seem to have high hurdles to jump to get into, but believe it or not, real estate is the lowest of the three hurdles, and multifamily real estate investing is the best way to go. From duplexes to apartment complexes, multifamily investing brings the biggest bang for your investment buck. My friends at Buy It, Rent It, Profit and the Landlord Academy are ready, willing, and able to get you going on the path of building wealth. Contact Joe Ebanks and Brian Chavis at buyitrentitprofit.com. Buyitrentitprofit.com.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
All right. Listen, before we go on with the rest of the program, I want to, this is sort of a breaking news thing here in Florida that I think is very, very important. This is from floridapolitics.com. Ron DeSantis, the Republican governor of the state of Florida, has formally asked the U.S. Capitol to install a statue of Mary McLeod Bethune. The statue will replace one of the one of Confederate General Edmund Kirby Smith. Governor Ron DeSantis called officially for the statue of Mary McLeod Bethune to replace that of Edmund Kirby Smith in the U.S. Capitol. The governor sent Florida's formal request for the change on the 144th birthday of Bethune's birth. Dr. Mary McLeod Bethune was an influential educator, leader, and civil rights activist who became one of Florida's and the nation's most influential leaders, DeSantis says. The U.S. Capitol allows each state to commission two statues to stand in the National Statuary Hall. Florida lawmakers in 2008 approved swapping the statue of Smith, a Confederate general, with Bethune, who's the founder of Bethune-Cookman University. Now, for a long time, it was BCC, it was Bethune-Cookman College, but they started offering master's degrees recently, and now they are Bethune-Cookman University. Dr. McLeod Bethune's statue will represent the best of who we are as Floridians to visitors from around the world in our nation's capital, DeSantis said. Her legacy endures and will continue to inspire future generations. The governor also noted that the statue of Bethune will be the first in the National Statuary Hall to honor a Black American. The legislature originally elected to take down the statue of Smith in 2016 amid national uproar about Confederate symbols and all that kind of nonsense. Florida originally sent a statue of Smith to Washington for display in 1922, roughly 29 years after his death. An official biography of Smith on the U.S. Capitol website mentions his service in the Mexican War and that he resigned from the U.S. Army to join the Confederacy. He served as chief of staff to General Joseph E. Johnston at Harper's Ferry and helped organize the Army of Shenandoah. Ultimately, Smith surrendered the last military force of the Confederacy. His statue will now be sent to the Lake County Historical Museum in Tavares. All right, so Florida is taking down their statue of a Confederate general in the Statuary Hall in D.C. and replacing it with a statue of Mary McLeod Bethune Cookman who established Bethune-Cookman College, which is now Bethune-Cookman University. That's good news. And I wanted to share that with you guys this evening. All right. Something cool happening. Something that it's not been done before, and I'll tell you why. Now, I am not dogging out any other organization that has existed and that does doing stuff. Please don't think I'm dogging them out. Please don't think that I am pointing a finger at them, that I am saying that they are less than. I am not. But the truth is the truth. There has not been one Black-owned, Black-run, conservative or center-right organization that was doing this kind of work in the country. There's not been one. Now, you've seen Black faces, and some of the Black faces you've seen have been fabulous, awesome, amazing, and some of them, a few of them, are people that I consider friends. C.L. Bryant, K. Carl Smith are friends. I don't know Candace Owens, but she's amazing, right? Alfonso Rachel, Sonny Johnson, organizations like PJ Media, Breitbart, TPUSA, Turning Point USA, all sorts of organizations, FreedomWorks. This is the only Black-owned, Black-run, center-right organization that's doing this kind of thing. Now, I'm going to give you a second. Get a pencil or a pen or open a window on your computer. Because this is an event. I've given you more than a month to plan. More than a month to plan. This is an event that you do not want to miss. Am I going to be there? It is my sincere belief that I will be there. I just started a new job. So right now it's touch and go. I'll be dead on honest with you. Right now, I just started a new job. It's going to be touch and go. And if I am there, I will not be there for the whole time. I'll only be there the days that I'm speaking. In any case, yes, I'll be speaking. You'll be able to see me in person. And I won't be in awing. I don't do that in person. It's funny that I do that on the air. You know, I listened to my broadcast recently, and I've said, I got to clean that up. A lot of podcasters edit. I don't edit. I don't have time to edit. I don't want to edit, so I don't edit. So I'm going to clean my speech up myself. I can do that. I'm an adult. I can control my own face. In any case, this is an event happening on August 21st through 25th, 2019, at the Founders Inn and Spa Hilton in Virginia Beach, Virginia. It is Urban Game Changers Conference 2019. It's our first conference, first national conference. Again, Urban Game Changers Conference 2019. It's going to be held at the Founders Inn and Spa Hilton at Virginia Beach, Virginia, August 21st through the 25th of this year. You can go to urbangamechangersconference.com for information and to buy your tickets. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to celebrate 400 years of African-American history here in the United States. This is the 400th anniversary of the, and you've heard this ADOS, African Descendants of Slaves. Now, what we've learned is interesting, because the initial thought was that all the, you know, what, ADOS were black. Well, that's not true. Just not true. So you're going to learn a lot about all of that at this conference. No one else is having these conversations. No one else is trying to have these conversations on a national level. Because we've kind of said it's going to be logic, which is super important. Food, which is life sustaining, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be a gas. Some days you're going to need to bring your notebook. You're going to need to take notes. And some days we're just going to have fun. Some days we're just going to have fun. Urban Game Changers seeks to unite people who want to impact positive change in their communities through economic opportunities, self-improvement, self-awareness, self-empowerment. Do you hear me say self-empowerment? So often there are organizations that, quote, want to empower people. But what happens when that organization goes away? Do the people lose their power? No, you need to be self-empowered. The Urban Game Changers leadership team collectively has over 50 years of relevance in the urban conservative ideological space. The Urban Game Changers grassroots and social media platform currently has a global reach of over 5 million people. We are the number one conservative organization addressing the issues directly affecting the black community. Now we are hosting our first annual Urban Game Changers Conference on August 21st through 25th, 2019, at the Founders Inn and Spa in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Urban Game Changers will be part of the 400 Years of African American History Commission, established by the U.S. Congress on January 8th, 2018. There will be programs and activities throughout the week, and weekend to recognize and highlight 400 years of contributions from African Americans. Nobody else is doing this. I'm just going to tell you, ain't nobody else doing this. Nobody else is doing this. And this is your time to participate. And you can buy your tickets now. Well, who's going to speak? Well, I'll tell you. From Breitbart.com, the person that I mentioned, Sonny Johnson, is on board with us. We are so blessed. Oni Chukwu, who's the CEO of Aventry. Aventry is an event management software platform with over 1,600 enterprise customers in over 50 countries. Michael Banner, who's the president and CEO of Los Angeles LDC, top banking executive specializing in commercial lending. Justin Corbin, who's an ambassador for Urban Game Changers. He's a co-founder of Jumpstart Strategies, a digital strategy at the Heritage Foundation and the Black Conservative Movement. Just a rocking young man. Another young activist, ambassador for Urban Game Changers. Young activist has become the next generation for strong community leaders with over 23,000 followers on just Facebook alone. And my friend, my pal, Phil Scott, African Diaspora News Channel with over a million subscribers on YouTube, The Phil Scott Show. Shanta Hedfer, who's the CEO of Building Bridges Movement Tour. My friend Robert Lopez, who's professor at Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary in Dallas, Texas. He's also the executive director of Urban Game Changers there in Texas. Andrea L. Crawford, who's the chief operating officer of Urban Game Changers, and she's also the head of Andrea L. Crawford Empowerment. My other good friend, T. West, Afro Synergy, new 64,000 subscribers on YouTube. He's the executive director for Urban Game Changers Arkansas. Myself, scheduled to speak. And of course, the CEO of Urban Game Changer, my friend Shirley Huzar, and her son, who is, I can't tell you enough about Douglas. Douglas is a firecracker. A absolute firecracker. And what's cool about Douglas was he knew that when we met in Los Angeles a few months ago for Politicon and Taste of Soul, he noticed that Willie is the more senior. Yeah, I'll say it that way. I was the more senior. And he just sort of, because he has a heart for it, he just sort of took it upon himself to make sure that I was okay, to make sure that he parked the car close enough so I didn't have to walk very far. Or he got the car and made sure that he dropped us off so I didn't have to walk very far. He just took care of me. Made sure when we got back to the hotel that I had everything I needed. And did I need any food? Did I need anything to drink? Was I okay? Did I need anything, brought up from housekeeping? He just took good care of me. Just love Douglas. Douglas is the best. And others. Of course, Kenneth Huzar, who's the older brother. Charisse Lane, Karen Watson, Tammy Taylor, and others. This year we're going to have a list of 30 prestigious professional speakers, 12 essential workshops for proactive community leaders. I'll be leading one of the workshops. 5 million subscribe views on social media, representing more than 500 solutions and answers for the urban community. The idea is we could just lay out the problems. Hell, everybody know the problems. What are we going to do about them? What Urban Game Changers is about is not just pointing out the problems, but coming up with the solutions. And now you can go to UrbanGameChangersConference.com, UrbanGameChangersConference.com, and you can buy your tickets today. Just buy them today. And if you buy them today, that sort of makes you think, crap, I kind of got to go now. That's exactly right. Buy your tickets. The early bird tickets for lunch and dinner that ends on August 4th, they are $25. You can't. Yeah. Okay. So if you don't live in D.C. or in the Virginia area, I get it. But even if you don't, the tickets, the early bird tickets are $25. They will be on sale. The sale ends on, and that's all the stuff and lunch and dinner, $25. This sale ends on August 4th. The general admission is going to increase to $150. And that sale ends on August 4th as well. VIP lunch and dinner plus one on ones, $199. Limited, and there are a limited amount of free tickets sponsored by Caltext. Now you can apply for those, but there aren't very many. There are some free tickets, but there aren't very many. But I'm going to tell you, I almost didn't want to tell you about free tickets. We need you to come. We need you to pay for tickets, because this organization is not run by a larger organization. That we are it. We are it. We are not puppets. We are not a subsidiary of any other organization. We're not some arm of the Republican Party. We're not some committee of Turning Point. We're not some idea from Breitbart. We're not. This is Urban Game Changer. Black owned, black run. This is us. This is us all over the country. We have ideas that aren't all the same. We don't walk around, you know what, I have Phil and T. West, and we don't walk around an ideological lock think about anything, because it is the solution that matters. Now, as we get closer, I am going to be on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm going to have Shirley on. I'm going to try to have T. West and Phil Scott on, as well as Doug and Ken Hussar on the program, to give you an idea of what you're going to get when you come. You have time now. Please don't tell me that I didn't tell you in enough time. I personally am scheduled to speak, and I have challenges, and I'm going to bust my ass call in every favor that I can imagine from a guy starting a brand new job. I just started last week, and I've already asked for 4 days off. One of the first things I did was ask for 4 days off. 2 days early in August for family reunion, and then 2 days later in August for this conference. This is super important, folks. This is the opportunity to basically get rid of that whole idea of that we use so often. The thing we say, somebody ought to do something. Somebody ought to do something. Well, somebody is doing something, and now it's time for you to support it. Now it's time for you to recognize it and support it. Now there's time. It's time now. Again, this conference is from Wednesday, August 21st to Sunday, August 25th, 2019. It's going to be held at Founders Inn and Spa. It's a Tapestry Collection by Hilton Hotel, 5641 Indian River Road, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 32464. If you go to our website, if you go to Urban Game Changers Conference, .com, all the information about it is right there. All the information about it is right there. Or you can go to our Facebook page. You can tweet us on Twitter. You can tweet at us on Twitter. You can go to our YouTube channel, Instagram page. You can join us. But more than that, need you to come. That's all there is to it. You can also book a room from the UrbanGameChangersConference.com website. You can also book a room. Now, of course, we'd love for you to book a room right there at the hotel that it's going to be at, because you're going to have a chance to meet a lot of really, really important people in a more relaxed setting, because we're all going to be staying at that hotel. That'd be very cool if you could do that. But there are other hotels in the area. But you can now go to the website and book your hotel stay right now at the Founders Inn and Spa. It's a Tapestry Collection hotel by Hilton. You can do that right now. This is super important. I cannot tell you how important this event is, because it's never been done. And you need to, if you are a center right person, and especially if you're a center right person who is an African American, this is something that you must participate in. Black out the time. Save your pennies. Let's see you there. Super important. All right. That's really, really all I had for you tonight. All right. So until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, take care of yourself. I will see you in Virginia Beach on August 21st and 22nd, or August 21st through 25th. Take care of yourself. We'll see you when we see you. Bye-bye now.